Jean Milot, edge toolmaker and pioneer. The son of Philibert Milot and Catherine Sonnoner, Jean Milot was baptized in Vermenton, Bourgogne, France, on November 11, 1624. He married Marie-Marthe Pinson on January 7, 1654, and then Mathurine Thibault on November 26, 1663, in Montreal. He worked as an edge toolmaker, specializing in manufacturing cutting tools. In 1653, he moved into a home on the shore of Rivière-Saint-Pierre. For a very short time, in 1661, he was captured by the Iroquois. On February 3, 1669, he purchased the 420 Arpent estate owned by René-Robert Cavalier de La Salle, which became the site of Fort Rémy and the heart of the village of Lachine. He also bought, from Nicolas Moisan, dit Le Parisien, a 60 arpent piece of land adjacent to the estate. The Milot family kept this heritage property for nearly 150 years. With the purchase of the estate, Jean Milot acquired the right to build a windmill, which was built in 1671. The mill would even be able to serve as protection in the event of Iroquois attacks. Then in 1672, he had a forge constructed and a building named Manoir Milot that would also have a bread oven. Milot maintained the right to mill wheat only a short time. In 1673, he sold his mill to the Sulpicians, seigneurs of the island of Montreal. From then on, the mill would be managed, as was right and proper, by the seigneur of Montreal, who hired millers to run the millstones and grind the tenants' wheat.